Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Famed 1960s anti-war activist Tom Hayden has died. Hayden moved beyond his notoriety as a Chicago 8 defendant to become a California legislator, author, and lecturer. Hayden was 76 when he died yesterday after a long illness. 15 days left until Election Day. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are using these remaining days to concentrate on the battleground states.
Now, Donald Trump is continuing a three-day swing through Florida today. He's fighting for those 29 electoral votes he needs to stay viable. Now, Clinton is heading there tomorrow in hopes of blocking that path.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Absentee voting numbers are up in Arlington County this election.
Linda Lindberg, director of elections for Arlington County, thinks she knows why.
And I think a lot of people, quite honestly, want to vote early this year to just simply get it out of the way. And they feel that then they don't have to think about the rest of the election for the rest of the time.
In-person absentee voting continues in Arlington County through November 5th. If you mail in your absentee ballot, must be received by 5 p.m. on Election Day, November 8th, to be counted. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's executive order requiring schools to start after Labor Day may be challenged in court.
State Senator Paul Pinsky.
Local boards of education could go to court against the governor and possibly even the State Board of Education for usurping their power.
But Montgomery County Board of Ed President Michael Durso says,
I just don't think it's healthy for us as a school board to be going to court if it could be avoided.
One way to avoid a lawsuit is if the General Assembly takes up the issue in its 2017 session. And that's exactly what the county is asking the legislature to do. Board members will talk about keeping local control over school calendars at their meeting today. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, the Redskins came from 10 points down with 10 minutes left to take the lead. But the Lions then came back with the winning touchdown with seconds left. Coach Jay Gruden.
The other day, we're right there. Chance to win at the end, and a great player made some great throws, and they won the game. So hats off to Matthew and the Lions. But we'll go back and look at the film and make our corrections as need be and move on to the Bengals.
That game next Sunday against Cincinnati will be played in London. The federal Bridgegate conspiracy trial continues today in Newark, New Jersey.
Governor Christie has repeatedly said that he had no knowledge of and had nothing to do with the orchestrated traffic jam in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
What I said in January of 2014 was true then. It's true today.
But on Friday, his former deputy chief of staff testified in federal court in Newark that she talked to the governor about it 1 month before it happened. Bridget Ann Kelly, the woman who wrote the infamous Time for Some Traffic Problems in Fort Lee email, said Governor Christie gave his approval. Kelly is back on the witness stand today as the Bridgegate conspiracy trial continues. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Hundreds of consumers in South Korea are planning to take Samsung to court to demand compensation over the new but fire-prone Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. And North Korean officials are accusing the U.S. of orchestrating the latest efforts in the United Nations to strengthen sanctions following Pyongyang's latest missile launches and nuclear test in September. The North Korean officials say that sanctions are, quote, illegal criminal documents. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,146, the Nasdaq at 52,57. Sports, the Redskins lose in Detroit. The Giants beat the Rams. The Eagles beat Minnesota. The Ravens lose their fourth straight. And in the late game, Arizona and Seattle play to a 6-6 tie. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Hey, it's Brian Wilson and my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want you to know now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made for your home and our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. And this is the time to act. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Laurel, Maryland. Some traffic moves again on 198. All traffic had been stopped when the medevac helicopter landed at the scene of the crash. 198 at I-95. So nobody was getting by. Now each direction slowly trying to move through there. Let's move you south on 95 before you get to the ICC. Keep alert, then up ahead, you'll have the volume merging onto the outer loop of the beltway. It's just the volume in that stretch. In Laurel, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your delays begin 198 to get you past 197. Trying to get you through on Foxhall Road, but it's been tough, so you might want to avoid or allow extra time. On Foxhall Road southbound, it's emergency gas leak repairs just south of Nebraska Avenue at Lowell Street. Now, that one southbound lane is closed. They're alternating traffic using that one northbound lane, so extra pressure on there. In Luckett's, the crash southbound on 15, just south of Point of Rocks under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around as we head on through the first part of the day. Cold fronts on the march. We'll still get into the upper 60s today with a northwest breeze this afternoon. About 67, then fall to a cooler 46 tonight, mainly clear suburbs down into the 30s. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 59, northwest breeze 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the weather channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Manassas, 52 in Waldorf, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we've learned so much in the last couple of weeks through WikiLeaks and through the FBI notes about Hillary Clinton and various problems with the foundation and the email investigation. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio on the House Oversight Committee will be our guest at the bottom of this hour, and we're going to lay out exactly what Congress can do about everything we've learned, regardless of what happens on Election Day. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins!
Hail Missouri! Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it wasn't a victory yesterday, and there was some misery at the end. Joining us on the line right now for our Redskins report, Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper. He's our WMAL Redskins analyst, and you see him all the time over at Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host. He's an Emmy winner and a good guy. How are you this morning, Trevor?
I am very, very sad, Brian.
Yeah, I am too. I was frustrated watching this game yesterday. What went wrong, Trevor?
Well, what went wrong was the Redskins didn't show up for the first quarter. It's a four-quarter game, and the Redskins played three, really only two in the second half. They fumbled the ball on each of their first two drives, the same guy, Matt Jones. And that really set the tone for the game. And at the end of it all, if you point back to the critical play that cost the Redskins this game, it's hard to say this play cost us the game. But you can point to plays that were in the category that helped you to lose it. That second drive where Matt Jones fumbled the ball at the two-yard line. Mm. The two-yard line.
Yep.
That play right there cost them at least a field goal attempt in a game that they lost by 3 points.
Yeah, and I mean, you say they didn't show. I mean, listen, the offense really clicked in that fourth quarter, and it looked, Kirk Cousins, what a great game he had. And to have it wasted with that, you know, what, 45-second drive by the Lions. What happened to the defense there? Was that your typical prevent defense, which ends up not preventing anything?
No, it wasn't that, Larry. The problem on that last drive was that Redskins lost their best football player, Josh Norman, corner.
Yeah.
He hit his head on the turf, and got a concussion. And so he was out for that drive. And that meant that the Redskins were in a difficult position in what they had to choose on how to play Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford for the Lions is a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's fantastic. And without Josh Norman in there, the Redskins had two choices. One is leave extra guys back to cover receivers to help the young guys that had to replace Josh Norman.
Right.
Or take him out of coverage and blitz the quarterback. But that hangs out those young defensive backs, makes it more likely that Stafford would hit a big play. So they chose to try to get pressure with just four guys and cover. In other words, help the young guys. Well, Stafford, no matter what you do, is going to burn you, and he did. So the Redskins played the odds on defense, and I don't think they did anything wrong. It's just that they were overmatched without their best player.
All right, so Kirk Cousins, as Larry said, had a pretty good game, 30 for 39, 30 completions, 39 attempts. 301 yards passing. I was a little disappointed in the kicking game, and especially, you're talking about a three-point game. Well, there was a missed field goal.
There was, and this is Dustin Hopkins, who is one of the best place kickers the Redskins have ever had. Normally, he makes that 45-yarder, but 45-yard field goal seems automatic to the Redskins with Hopkins in there, but it's really not. In the NFL, a 45-yard field goal is missed on a fairly regular basis, and this one hit the upright.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's hard to blame him for that, just because you can't expect a kicker to be perfect. There were other things, I think, that were more important than that, but you're right that was an opportunity, and that was another play that the Redskins had to be able to put points on the board that they failed.
So what do you say to Redskins fans who look at this game and think to themselves, oh, man, that's one that we had, and we let it go right in the end there in the final minute, and this might hurt our chances in the long run. Is there still something to look at in encouragement here? I mean, listen, the Redskins team from a year and a half ago, they wouldn't have hung in there. If I may, I think they would have given up with all of the problems that they had in this game, but they hung in all the way to the end.
Yeah, you're right. And if you look at it from a glass half full standpoint, there's a couple things that you can see. One is that they're playing hard, and like you said, Larry, that's important. Another thing is that Kirk Cousins at quarterback is playing lights out now. I mean,
yep.
He is in his rhythm. People give him grief for not finding receiver DeSean Jackson on deep passes, and I understand that. But what he is doing is what he does best, which is make a quick read, get the ball out of his hands quickly. He completed 73% of his passes in this game. 73%, which is a phenomenal completion percentage. The only reason they didn't score more points was because of fumbles and because of things like an inopportune penalty or sack that put him in a bad situation. But if they keep throwing the ball like this, if Cousins keeps doing this, the Redskins are going to score, they're going to outscore people in shootouts and overcome the injuries that they've had on defense. It's a phenomenal potential for these guys still this year.
All right, so the Redskins now face Cincinnati, and that game's going to be played across the pond in London.
Yes.
That's both teams will be basically on the road for that trip.
Yeah, on the road is right. On the road in the air, I mean, that's a long trip. And I'll tell you, for people that haven't flown it, the way out there is about a five-hour flight, I think, from the East Coast. But the way back, you're going against the wind.
Right.
So that's a long flight. The problem for the Redskins is that it's a 9:30 a.m. kickoff. And the Redskins, you know, are accustomed to not showing up on time for a 1 p.m. game,
right?
And so this is a problem. They'll be having pregame meal at like 4 in the morning. Think about that.
Yeah.
So 5 in the morning, their body clocks. But a bigger problem is injuries. Their three best players, arguably, three of their four best players, are possibly out for this game. Left tackle Trent Williams has a knee, and then Jordan Reed, tight end, and Josh Norman are both in the concussion protocol still.
Yeah.
And then the other best player is Ryan Kerrigan, and he's playing with what amounts to a knee brace on his left elbow. That's a huge problem, and that's one thing for Redskins fans to watch.
Excuse me.
Will those guys be back?
A knee brace on his elbow. He's that big.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah.
Hey, can I ask you real fast, Trevor, about this concussion protocol? And listen, it's speculation here, but knowing what kind of competitor Josh Norman is, knowing how critical that last minute was with Matthew Stafford trying to drive his team to the ultimate victory, if we didn't have the new concussion protocols in play, do you think a guy like Josh Norman would have been out there? Do you think, not because the coaches forced him to, but because you couldn't keep him down?
Yeah, that's likely. I don't know how bad his symptoms were. I do know that when you looked at his eyes as his head hit the ground and then his body rolled.
Yeah.
It looked to me like he was even unconscious for a moment there. So, but the concussion protocol is really designed to protect the players from their own competitiveness,
mm-hmm.
because right. guys would want to come back in. So they take away their helmet so that there's no way they could come back in, because the NFL has learned that head trauma and brain injury is not good entertainment. And they protect guys from their own desire to play. I mean, the guy will sprain an ankle, will come back in and play. They don't let him do that anymore with a head injury.
Yeah.
All right, and probably a good thing that they don't.
Very good
thing. All right, Trevor, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Brian. Thanks, guys.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Foxhall Road dealing with an emergency gas repair. Southbound Foxhall Road, just south of Nebraska, Lowell Street. That's where we have that lane closed. It's only one lane each direction. Crews are alternating using the one northbound lane. So extra volume and a lot of attention on that stretch in Nebraska and Foxhall as a result. Now, let's get you through town. 66, first of all, eastbound through Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. We're still pretty much bunched up there. And now jammed through Falls Church with the crash on the westbound direction of 66 inside the Beltway. On DC 295, each direction to the 11th Street Bridge. The morning started off 5 o'clock with a crash on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's been cleared for a while, but we've had a couple of accidents in the delays. So that's just adding to that volume, which is continuing on 295 each way. So tough commute. So plan for the extra time. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for sunshine, a few clouds, high of 67 tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, 59. Wednesday, in the mid-50s. Thursday, in the upper 50s, maybe a chance of rain. And on Friday, in the low 60s. So fall-like weather throughout the rest of the week. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL.
Bill Murray was in the nation's capital over the weekend. He actually got here on Friday. He was in town, to receive the Mark Twain Comedy Award on Sunday at the Kennedy Center. Now, this is going to be broadcast on PBS Friday night, so you'll be able to see everything that occurred. But we had a little bit of taste of Bill Murray's humor as he approached the White House briefing podium on Friday.
After Bill Murray crashing the White House press room on Friday, Murray, a diehard Chicago Cubs fan, took the podium and declared the team will beat the Los Angeles Dodgers and head to the World Series. Murray was at the White House meeting with President Obama.
One of the few truthful statements to be delivered from that podium, as the Cubs did in fact beat the Dodgers last weekend. Meanwhile, yeah. So Bill Murray, they had the whole thing there at the Kennedy Center,
right.
And a whole lot of people showed up for it.
Yeah, Letterman showed up with his beard.
Yes.
And reportedly, what I read was from the accounts that it was a very touching tribute.
I'm sure it was. And Miley Cyrus was in town. Miley Cyrus. Now, why would Miley Cyrus be saluting Bill Murray? Well, they've actually worked together. Mm-hmm. They worked together on that holiday special that Bill Murray did for Netflix last year. Which, by the way, was really sweet. It's a very good program. And I'm sure that they'll bring it back on Netflix. Well, bring it back. It's always on Netflix, right? But you should watch it for the holidays this year. It's actually really well done. And so, apparently, Miley was supposed to sing for Bill Murray, of course. So she started performing, and I guess she botched the performance. And there was sort of like she went up on the lyrics or something. We don't have the details of it. But apparently Bill Murray stood up in his balcony there, the box, and shouted, this is live entertainment. This is happening now in D.C., the 51st state. If it had statehood, that wouldn't have happened. And he said, we're safe. Do it again. And encouraged her to do the performance. So she did. And she gave it a second shot. And then she nailed the lyrics properly.
Wow.
So, but it's kind of, you know, in keeping with Bill Murray doing his thing. Meanwhile, oh my gosh, speaking of Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a rainbow.
We told you that she was in town on Friday. Remember, we sort of gave you a preview of what it might be like.
Look out, she's here.
Yeah, when she goes to George Mason University students' doors, knocks on their door, and encourages them to vote. Mm-hmm. Well, it was about how we predicted, actually. If you remember, we played some audio gems of some of her more nonsensical statements.
Which is just about every time she opens her mouth.
Well, she brought a little camera with her as she talked to students. And, well, here she is confronting one student who is from Ohio, of course, Ohio being a very important state.
Hello, how are you? I'm Miley.
What do y'all think about the election? Are you excited to vote?
It's really fun for me to go around. I'm meeting so many people today and don't know anybody. Stands.
I mean, I've actually already voted.
Cool.
I'm voting absentee in Ohio.
Awesome.
And you'll be proud to know I voted for Hillary.
Yeah,
it went a lot like that. Good stuff,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, oh boy, compelling.
Here's one more. That's Miley knocking.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. It's room service. There's no room service here.
Hello.
So November 8th, are you going to be, since you won't, like, actually be voting here, are you going to make sure you can rally up some of your, like, friends?
Definitely. It's nice to know that Hillary has people out here that actually care about her message, coming door-to-door, knocking college students' doors.
There you go.
Totally.
Those are the brilliant students at George Mason University getting excited about their vote for Hillary Clinton. You know who else is excited about their vote for Hillary Clinton? Would you really like to know?
Yeah, I really want to know.
It's Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey talking about her vote for Hillary and encouraging other people to vote with a kind of interesting approach.
Okay.
All the people, I hear this all the time. You get in conversations and there's not a person in this room who hasn't been in the same conversation where people say, I just don't know if I like her. She not coming over to your house. You don't have to like her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like her. Do you like this country?
I hear you.
Do you like this country?
Mm-hmm.
You better get out there and vote.
I love this country.
Do you like freedom and liberty? Do you like this country? Okay. Do you like democracy or do you want a demagogue? Okay. There you go.
Actually, Oprah, democracy and demagogues aren't mutually exclusive. And by the way, if you want to talk about demagogues, you might want to look at the White House for the past 7.5 years. Finally, freedom and liberty. Hillary Clinton is running on freedom and liberty.
I missed that in her campaign spots. Yeah.
All of that from the from that campaign, but that's okay. I mean, listen, it's actually a brilliant position. I mean, Oprah Winfrey is saying, and she's a great communicator. You can't take that away from her. She's one of the finest communicators of the last 20 years,
right,
in American pop culture and media, and she's got it right. If you're going to get people to vote for Hillary, this is what you got to say.
People say, I just don't know if I like her. She not coming over to your house.
Except for the fact she is coming over to your house.
Yeah.
She's going to be in your living room on your television.
She'll be in your business.
For the next 4 years, and she will definitely be in your business, as you say. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, there's something very exciting about receiving flowers on your birthday. You know, whether you're showing off the bouquet at work, school, or at home, everyone knows it's your special day. When I needed to surprise Meredith, my love, my wife, with a birthday bouquet, you know what I do? I go to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers, the only company I trust to deliver fresh from the field flowers. And right now, listen to this deal. When you order 36 stunning roses, you're going to get them for only $36. It's the 1-800-Flowers 36 for 36 deal. With 1-800-Flowers, you can be the reason your loved one smiles all day long. And there is something about having that show up at the office, isn't it? So everybody else knows that you're the best guy in the world. 1-800-Flowers works with premier farms around the world to ensure you get the best roses available for the best price possible. Oh, by the way, every rose bouquet is backed up by their 100% smile guarantee. To order 36 stunning roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio icon and then enter Larry. That's the code. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry. Click on that radio icon. Enter Larry. Hurry, the offer ends Friday.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Brian, this is something we don't see often. A westbound delay on 66 and inside the Beltway. The crash, westbound 66 before you get to the exit, right at the exit for Sycamore Street. I'm looking at this crash, still in the left lane. So big delays coming westbound. Even eastbound's causing some of the rubbernecking delays as well inside the Beltway. Outside the Beltway, here we are with the rush hour. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Trying to get in toward Luckett's, we had the earlier crash. Southbound 15, south of Point of Rocks. That's been cleared. Now a lot of that traffic filtering beyond Point of Rocks again, trying to get in through to Luckett's. Now moving again in Laurel, 198. It had been shut down in each direction for a serious crash that called for a medevac helicopter. Still look for delays on 198, especially if you're heading eastbound, say from Old Gunpowder Road over toward I-95. An update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Starting a few clouds for town this morning. Cold fronts on the march. It'll kick up a northwest breeze, especially this afternoon. 67, sun, a few clouds. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, sunny, 59 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 8:26.
Secretary Clinton always met the highest ethical standards when she was Secretary of State.
Yeah, that's
there's a howler.
Knee slapper from Robbie Mook, Hillary Clinton campaign manager, on Jake Tapper. Jake was asking specifically about how people don't like money going to the Secretary of State and to the Clinton Foundation and the $12 million from the King of Morocco that was pay to play after she was Secretary of State. And
Secretary Clinton always met the highest ethical standards when she was Secretary of State.
This is what I've learned about these Clintonistas, and we better get, you know, she wins the election. Get ready for 4 years of this. Can we break this sentence down for a moment?
Secretary Clinton always met the highest ethical standards when she was Secretary of State.
When she was Secretary of State. Well, what about before she was Secretary of State and after she was Secretary of State? But also the highest ethical standards. Which ethical standards are those? Actually, we don't have any definition there. But here's another one. He keeps doing it. Listen to this one.
Quote unquote, friends of Bill, FOB, were highlighted. Why would they be highlighted if it wasn't because cronies of the Clintons would be given access and contracts to help rebuild Haiti?
Yeah.
I can't comment on what might have happened to the State Department and what would have been highlighted or not. But again, the State Department has been clear repeatedly. There was never any special favors. Nobody has put up any evidence that any of this actually happened.
There's no evidence that this happened, which, by the way, doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means there's no evidence. He was also asked about the James O'Keefe videos showing
Democratic
operatives were engaged in inciting violence at Trump rallies.
Yeah.
Here's his answer. Once again, there's no evidence whatsoever that we've been able to find that anyone ever did anything like this when they were working for the DNC. Can I just break that down for a moment? There's no evidence, which, by the way, means it doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means there's no evidence.
Right.
But then he goes on to say, any evidence that we've been able to find. Well, what do you mean that we haven't been able to find? Okay, so that means the evidence may exist, but you just can't find it. And finally, when they were working for the DNC. Well, no one claimed they worked for the DNC.
Right.
They worked for political groups that were hired by the DNC. So basically, that entire denial is not a denial. It's 8:29.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I really worry about near retirees understanding how their TSP works, understanding their TSP options, and really learning how to protect themselves from full exposure to volatility that the TSP provides.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Coming up in just a moment, Representative Jim Jordan is straight ahead after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A 1960s anti-war icon has died. Tom Hayden died yesterday after a long illness. Hayden told CNN in 2014 that it was unheard of and remarkable that college students would protest an American war action.
It's very strange, but we had an intuition that Vietnam was not the battleground for the future. It was Selma. It was the campuses. It was bringing about an end to poverty.
Tom Hayden became forever linked with the celebrated Chicago 8 trial, Vietnam War protests, and his ex-wife, actress Jane Fonda. The Montgomery County School Board is set to address its next move in light of Governor Larry Hogan's executive order not to start school before Labor Day. The board today may ask the General Assembly to override the governor with new legislation. Donald Trump's campaign says it's premature to count him out in the presidential campaign. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway told the Sunday morning talk shows, quote, "We're not giving up. We know we can win this." Conway says Trump still has the chance to reach the 270 electoral votes he needs. AT&T is buying Time Warner, the owner of the Warner Brothers movie studio, as well as HBO and CNN, for more than $85 billion. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson says having a closer relationship with Time Warner will speed up new products and new technologies.
I think you're going to see the pace of innovation in terms of delivering meaningful premium content to the customer on mobile devices. That pace of innovation is what's going to change.
It's the latest tie-up between the owners of digital distribution networks. Iraqi special forces have begun shelling ISIS positions near Mosul in the latest phase of a massive operation to retake the city. And many Islamic State fighters are reportedly fleeing.
We're also hearing that ISIS families, family members, ISIS fighters, and even ISIS leaders have been leaving Mosul and heading for Syria. We're hearing that from a senior Sunni tribal leader.
Correspondent Michael Holmes. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 18,146, the Nasdaq at 52,57. Sports, a loss for the Redskins, wins for the Giants and the Eagles. The Ravens suffer their fourth loss in a row. And in the late game, the Seahawks and Cardinals battle to a 6-6 overtime tie. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading out of Gaithersburg into Rockville on 270 crash. Shady Grove Road out of the travel lanes now, but be very careful as you head on by trying to get all that confined to the shoulder. In Laurel, you're moving again and much better on 198 over I-95. Medevac has left the scene of the serious crash, and now that lanes have reopened, we've quickly cleared out those delays there, so you can use 198 at I-95 without a problem. Foxhall Road, that's still a problem. Southbound, just south of Nebraska Avenue with emergency gas leak repairs at Lowell Street. So southbound, just have one lane, and that's closed, alternating in the one northbound lane, so extra volume through there for sure. Let's go Sterling on 28 southbound, jam trying to get down to the toll road where we have a report of a crash now. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chances, Slim, here as we start off a new work week. Dry and temperatures mild, seasonable for this time of year. A few clouds this morning, sunny clouds this afternoon, breezy 67. Tonight we'll bottom out down near 46, so it'll be a little cooler. Suburbs probably waking up in the 30s on Tuesday, and mostly sunny Tuesday afternoon and northwest breeze and only 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Manassas, 56 in Bethesda, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Joining us right now, Representative Jim Jordan, Oversight Committee there in the House of Representatives. As we've learned so much in the last couple of weeks through the WikiLeaks email dumps and also through the exposure of the FBI notes on the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. Representative Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So let's start with Patrick Kennedy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Because we had Newt Gingrich on last week, said that you guys in the House should be looking at impeachment hearings right now based on what we've learned.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've had Patrick Kennedy testify a couple times. I've actually had him in a deposition. This guy is a guy who you always wonder if you were getting it straight from him, and now we know we weren't, that they were actually attempting what sure appears like a quid pro quo. And frankly, he deserves to be back in front of Congress answering more questions about this thing specifically. And I think it just underscores again how bad this investigation was. You know, you can run down the whole list, guys. You ever seen the subject of the investigation husband get to talk with the Attorney General 3 days before the subject of the investigation is interviewed by the FBI.
Yeah.
We've never seen a case like that. Never seen a case where five people get immunity. Five people get immunity and no one gets prosecuted. Three of the five who got immunity took the fifth in front of Congress, even though Congress can't put them in jail. Only the Justice Department can. But they won't even answer our questions. And one of them didn't even bother, Pat Leonard didn't even bother to show up, even though he was subpoenaed. So we've seen things in this case, and now we learn after the Congress had requested the information, there was a subpoena for the information, Pat Kennedy is going back trying to get the FBI to change the classification, and he's offering for them to get the change of classification more seats at the Baghdad facility. So, it is wrong, and let's hope that the American people take a close look at this here in the next couple of weeks, frankly.
Well, and here's another one about the FBI, and it has to do with the man who is currently the number two man at the FBI. And when we were just learning of the Hillary Clinton server matter, he was promoted shortly after that to be the agent in charge of the Washington Bureau of the FBI. And he then went to number three and then became number two of the entire FBI. Well, we now learn that Terry McAuliffe gave his wife a tremendously big loan for her campaign about 5 days or 6 days after we learned about Hillary's server. Terry McAuliffe, of course, does a lot of over the years, has done a lot of bidding on behalf of the Clintons.
Yeah. Now, it just when you think you can't be surprised at what we learned something new. And like, oh my goodness, it's even worse than we thought. Here's what I think, though. I think there are a number of folks in the FBI, people, good agents who work there, the vast majority of them who are fed up with this, who look at this investigation and say, this was they treated this one different. In fact, we know they did, because I even asked Loretta Lynch this when she was the Attorney General, was in front of the Judiciary Committee back this summer. I said, have you ever announced ahead of time that you were going to follow the recommendations of the FBI, even though you didn't know what those recommendations were? And she admitted under oath, no, this is the first and only time we've ever done. Just confirming what we all now know is that you treated this one different. And the only logical conclusion is you decided on the front end, Mr. Comey and Justice Department, you decided on the front end that you were not going to prosecute the nominee of a major party for president. You just weren't going to do it. And then you went through the motions. And so many agents, I believe, feel that's what happened.
Well,
and frankly, we need to find some of those guys and see if they're willing to be subpoenaed, or we should subpoena them and have them come testify. And let them talk about how this investigation wasn't done in the proper way.
Well, that was my question. We've had Joe DiGenova on, who, as you know, former U.S. attorney for the district, who has many sources in the FBI. He made some news by saying, yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork to tell me that they think that Comey is a crook, that he's a bad cop, that he had ill intentions by never pursuing this in a very real way. That's a very serious charge. But these FBI agents will only come forward if they are subpoenaed. Do you plan to do this?
Look, I can't subpoena. I'm not the chairman of the committee. I think it's something we should look at. What I do believe is what the American people believe, who can look at the facts, look at what took place here and say, you treated this case different. And that's not supposed to be the way it works in this great country. It is supposed to be equal treatment under the law. And if there's one thing I picked up, one of the biggest frustrations so many Americans have today is this idea that there are now two standards.
That's right.
One for you and I, and a different one if you're politically connected like Hillary Clinton. And again, that is as wrong as it gets. And when you have a Justice Department that caters to something like that, that has a double... Remember what Comey said when he testified back this summer. He said, yeah, but don't anyone else out there conclude that if you go engage in the same kind of fact pattern that you'll be treated this way. He even said it.
So, Representative Jordan, if I can take it out of the realm of political rhetoric and into political action, if in your opinion, FBI Director James Comey does have two standards of justice, and if in your opinion, Hillary Clinton was treated in a way that an ordinary American citizen wouldn't, solely because of her political connections and because of who she is, then given the fact that he is the director of the FBI and his job is to investigate things with a blind eye to who somebody is, isn't that grounds for impeachment? Shouldn't he be removed from his position?
Well, no one's talking about that. What we are talking about is continuing to get to the facts, continuing to look at the possibility that you raised earlier, which is if, in fact, there are FBI agents who want to come testify, they would, I think, want to be subpoenaed.
Congressman, if the FBI director is not investigating a crime because the person is a political figure, then why should that person stay as the FBI director? He's undermined the Department of Justice.
Yeah, no, valid question. My guess is lots of Americans are asking themselves that same question, and it's something I think that you know we can look at. But no one's talking about that now. What we are talking about, something that I've done on your show before, is we know the fact pattern with the IRS commissioner, and we are certainly trying to impeach that individual, and we will continue to do that when we get back after the election in the lame duck session. So we will see, but I do know that the American people are tired, frustrated, and tired of the double standard. You and I have one standard. John Koskinen, Lois Lerner, and Hillary Clinton get another standard, and it's not supposed to be that way. And that's what we have to continue. But that's why this election, my opinion, is so important. You know, people have concerns with Donald Trump. I understand that. I have some too. But he is so much better than Secretary Clinton. And to clean up the Justice Department, you cannot have the person who got this kind of deal as the next commander-in-chief, as the next president. So, again, I think it underscores why it's so important in 16 days that Hillary Clinton not be president.
We're going to leave it right there. Representative Jim Jordan, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
844.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
If you're thinking about having your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, make sure you ask a few questions first. Does the company that's going to clean your rugs, do they own their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal? Color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you can answer yes. If you can't answer yes to all those questions, then you need to go and check out the guys at Hadid. You see, Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished rugs by hand. If one of your treasured rugs has damage, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to restoring your rugs to their original brilliance. It's time to call 703-241-1111 right now to get a deep down professional cleaning of your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. Plus, you'll receive 20% off in-plant cleaning on each rug. That's 20%. But you need to call right now, 703-241-1111. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. That number again is 703-241-1111. Or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we're heavy in the rush hour in some areas that are worse than normal right now. Maryland Beltway and Bethesda, the crash, and I'm looking at the cameras. Looks like fire trucks are there on the outer loop as you head, say, from Silver Spring toward 270. Outer loop after Connecticut Avenue, stay left to get by the crash. On the inner loop side, your lanes are open, but you can clearly see all of the activity, so it's slowing us as a result. 270, the crash at Shady Grove had been cleared out of the travel lanes. On 198 over I-95, accident cleared, but boy, we still have some eastbound delays on the approach. On Foxhall Road, the problem was this: emergency gas leak repairs. Southbound Foxhall Road, south of Nebraska, that one southbound lane at Lowell Street blocked, alternating using the northbound lane. And holy guacamole, 66 inside the Beltway. Unusual backups. Get ready for this if you're leaving Arlington and heading west anytime soon. Had the crash 66 West at Sycamore Street. It's now cleared, but major delays remain. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a few clouds through town this morning. Cold fronts on the march and a kick of a northwest breeze, especially this afternoon. 67, sun, a few clouds. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, sunny, 59 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 847.
A quick look at Saturday Night Live as they continued their political lampooning of this presidential election. They did do their own version of the debate last week,
which is sort of one-sided.
Always, but one funny moment actually occurred when the Donald Trump character said the bad hombre statement, you know, we got some bad hombres out there, and the Hillary Clinton character immediately jumped up and said, "Bingo! I got bingo!" And showed their debate bingo card, obviously downloaded from WMAL's
website, of course, yes.
But we want to bring your attention to a sketch they called Black Jeopardy.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only TV game show where the audience is in church clothes. I'm your host, Darnell Hayes. Our contestants are Keely.
Hi.
Shanice.
Okay, now.
And Doug.
How are you doing, sir? Oh, man. Doug, you should be ready to play Black Jeopardy. They told me a fella can win some money, so let's win me some money. Get her done.
That's Tom Hanks. And he's
got a Trump hat on.
He's got a great Make America Great hat on.
He looks like somebody on Duck Dynasty, maybe.
And there he's doing his Black Jeopardy thing. But he's playing a stereotypical, and I stress stereotypical, Trump supporter.
Let's see our categories. We got big girls. I don't know. You better. I'm going to pray on this. They out here saying, and as always, white people.
And white people. So they go to the I don't know category.
Let's stick with I don't know for six.
Okay. Caitlyn Jenner says she belongs on the cover of Essence magazine. Keely.
What is I don't know. You can't do everything.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean...
Meanwhile, the portrayal of Tom Hanks' character, Doug, as your typical Trump supporter was, not generous to say the least. I mean, he made a bunch of references about shopping at Walmart and that he was somehow involved in the agricultural industry in America. In other words, a dumb redneck farmer.
Right.
Who doesn't have enough money to shop anywhere other than Walmart was sort of what I picked up from it, which is typical of a New York Saturday Night Live writer's room impression of who would vote for Donald Trump.
They out here saying the new iPhone wants your thumbprint for your protection. Oh, okay then, Doug. Well, what is, I don't think so. That's how they get you. Yes!
Either.
No, I read that and go straight to the government. That is not bad, Doug.
They all agreed on that one.
Yeah,
that they had in common. All right. So thanks, Saturday Night Live, for staying consistent on some things. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As any parent will tell you, it's almost impossible to get some kids to stop sucking their thumbs or biting their nails. That was the case with my youngest daughter as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Children who suck their thumbs for too long can mess up the alignment of their teeth. Children who bite their nails can increase the risk of spreading harmful germs from their fingers to their mouths. But both of these bad habits come with a surprising upside. That's according to a recent study published in the journal Pediatrics. These kids may have a lower risk of developing allergies. The study was done to test the hygiene hypothesis. It's the idea that reduced exposure to microbial organisms is responsible for the rise in allergic diseases over recent decades. Allergies, from asthma to hay fever, are now the sixth leading cause of chronic illness in the United States, according to the CDC. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
An important message from Medicare.
I found a better deal on prescriptions.
I found a new plan with lower costs. It's Medicare Open Enrollment. Have you compared plans yet? Who knows what you might find? Check out your options at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You never know unless you go.
Medicare Open Enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Thinking about renting out your house? That's a great choice because the rental market is red hot right now. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, your investment property, or your inherited home, but renting has never been easier if you use Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse, it's America's number one rent estate company. Here's what they're going to do for you for just $80 a month. They'll price your property. They'll quickly find you great tenants. They'll collect the rent and take all those pesky maintenance calls, right? That's how they make rent estate work for you. Oh, rent estate? You don't know what I mean when I say rent estate? Here's the deal. This is what rent estate is. You sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage because you're renting your property out. And then you get steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax breaks. It's called Rent-A-State. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them. They're right here in Washington, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 inside the Beltway, still trying to recover. Westbound leaving Arlington through Falls Church. The crash west on 66 at Sycamore Street completely gone. I don't see anything even left on the shoulder. Had some eastbound rubbernecking delays outside of the Beltway. The latest problem had been eastbound after 123. Reported to have a broken down or possibly a two-car crash right in that stretch. Before you get through to the Capitol Beltway. Laurel, we are still struggling. Now, the medevac helicopter has left the scene of the crash, 198 at I-95. However, in the eastbound direction on 198 after Old Gunpowder Road, before you get to I-95, looks like they were stopping traffic again with this accident investigation. Beltway Bethesda, the crash on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue before 270, one vehicle remains over to the shoulder. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chance of slim here as we start off a new work week. Dry and temperatures mild, seasonable for this time of year. A few clouds this morning, sunny clouds this afternoon, breezy 67. Tonight we'll bottom out down near 46, so it'll be a little cooler. Suburbs probably waking up in the 30s on Tuesday. And mostly sunny Tuesday afternoon and northwest breeze and only 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's 8:56.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington. Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Can you grab the remote? Thanks.
So, elections. Have you decided?
I don't know about president yet, but I am definitely not voting for developer Lou Ann Bennett.
Yeah, because she was supposed to build a preschool, but instead sat on the empty property for 20 years to avoid a hefty tax bill?
Yes. Plus, she may be trying to dodge more taxes now. She owns this fancy condo in Georgetown, but claims to live out here with us.
I'd kill for an apartment to crash in to avoid traffic.
Luxury apartment anywhere. Point is, Lou Ann Bennett lives the life of a D.C. insider, but claims to be one of us, living in Virginia.
Because it helps her avoid tons in D.C. taxes. How convenient.
You know, it's even richer. She wants to raise our taxes. She's for health care taxes, energy taxes, even taxes on our investments.
She wants to raise my taxes but won't pay hers?
Yep. Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team have been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system located looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow.
And I'm sure you're going to want to follow up on this Terry McCullough story later this afternoon.
Yeah, that's really something, yeah.
On Washington's Drive at 5, and hopefully get to the bottom of the feds going after bonuses entitled to vets, combat vets. Hey, speaking of combat, well,
here's Chris Black. He's a veteran of radio.
You see that Democrats and the CASA people, which have renamed themselves, peeling the layers back like acorn, they're recruiting illegal aliens to go door-to-door in Northern Virginia. Yeah. Have you seen this? This is their new thing. They've got an army of illegals coming to...